Hello, my name is Corey Brooks from Microsoft Open Technologies. In this webcast, we'll be discussing Apache Cordova plugins for Windows Phone. While Apache Cordova exposes a great deal of native device functionality to the developer via JavaScript, there remain certain features that are either platform-specific or implemented natively in such a way that this isn't possible. Today we'll be discussing three of these plugins. The first is Bing Maps, which allows the display of the Bing Maps control by either searching near a set of coordinates or getting the directions between two sets of coordinates. Live Tiles, which allows the updating of the live tiles associated with your Apache Cordova application, along with the creation, updating, and deletion of secondary tiles. And the Social Share plugin, which allows the sharing of both status updates and links to social media accounts that have been installed on the device running your Apache Cordova application. As you can see, we have our emulator running with our plugin demo project ready to be executed. However, first, I'm going to return to Visual Studio, and we're going to take a look at some of the files involved with our plugins. All Apache Cordova plugins for Windows Phone have three components to them. A CS file, which provides the direct interface to the native functionality of the device via C# code. The JS file, which provides the JavaScript methods to be called, which in turn access the functionality exposed by the CS file, and the HTML file, which contains code you'll add to your application to make the calls to the functions provided by the previously mentioned JavaScript file. It may sound a little complex, but let's take a look. The first plugin is the Bing Maps plugin. We'll open up all three files associated with it. Let's begin with the pgmaplauncher.html file, which contains all the HTML and JavaScript code needed to access the Bing Maps plugin. Let's make this code slightly larger and easier to read. And if we go down further in the file, we'll see two script tags. The first is the Apache Cordova JS file, which is necessary for all Apache Cordova applications. And the second is the pgmaplauncher.js, which allows us to reference the functions included in our pgmaplauncher.js file. If we quickly jump over to our JavaScript file, we'll notice that it contains two functions, search near and get directions. These are the two JavaScript calls that we can make from our HTML file. If we go back to our HTML file, a little further down, we'll notice that there's also a search near function, which takes in a longitude and a latitude from the form in the application, and a search term from the form in the application. These parameters are then passed through the navigator.plugins.pgmapslauncher.searchNear function, which calls the Bing Maps plugin control. Similarly, the getDirections function does the same thing. It gets a longitude and latitude for a start coordinate, and a longitude and a latitude for an end coordinate. Both of these coordinates are placed into a labeled location, which is an object that we've created in our CS file, and then they are passed via the navigator.plugins.pgmaplauncher.getDirections function. And it's that simple. Once this function is called, the Bing Maps control will load, and the appropriate search or directions will be displayed. Let's take a look at these calls using the emulator. If we start our plugin demo project and navigate to our Map Launcher section, we can see that we have options for a search and getting directions. We'll demonstrate the search here quickly. I'll search for the Microsoft near latitude 47.6418 and a longitude -122.12299 and click search. This will then launch the Bing Maps plugin control and perform a search at that location, which will allow us to find Microsoft's Redmond campus, as you can see here. And that is our Bing Maps control. You can also use Get Directions, but we won't demonstrate that at this point in time. The next plugin we'll cover is the Live Tiles plugin. Let's go back to Visual Studio, close these files, and open the Live Tiles files. Again, if we scroll down a bit in our livetiles.html file, we'll see the reference to livetiles.js. And yet again, if we scroll down a bit more, we'll see an update app tile function, which contains a call to the update app tile function in our JavaScript file. The parameters involved are a success function, a fail function, and then parameters specified by an object created in our livetiles.cs file. Let's take a look at that. In our CS file, we have a livetiles option region, which contains a class livetiles option. In here we have a title, a count, an image, a back title, back content, back image, and a secondary tile URI object. All of these can be passed as parameters to the appropriate functions in JavaScript. You can go over code on your own. Instead, let's just go over the functionality of this plugin. So open up the emulator. And as you can see here, we have the plugin demo project live tile pinned to our Windows Phone menu. Let's start the application. We'll navigate to our Live Tiles section in our demo. As you can see here, we have an option to enter in a new title. So let's do that. We'll say test and a count, which we'll display on our Live Tile. Let's say 5. And we'll click Update Application Tile. When we click this button, you can see Result OK is sent back. What this will do is update our tile with the title test, account 5, and the images that are hard-coded in our HTML file. Let's return to our menu, and as you can see, the title, the count, the image have been updated, along with the back title, image. Next, we'll return to our application, back to our Live Tiles demo, and now we'll take a look at the secondary tiles. We'll enter in a title for it called secondary and a new count, 8, and click Create Secondary Tile. It'll return us to our main page, and as you can see, a secondary tile has been created. When we click on this tile, will send us back into our application. We can update and delete secondary tiles as well. If I click Delete Secondary Tile, we'll return the status of OK. When we return, that tile will be deleted. Our next step is to take a look at the Social Share plugin. Return to Visual Studio and open up the PG Social Share plugin files. Just like with our last plugins, we have a reference to the PG Social Share.js and calls to the share status and share link functions available in JavaScript here. share status, and share link. The share status function takes in a string and will share that string with all available social media accounts entered in on your Windows phone device. And the share link function will do the same with a title, URL, and message. We can't show this plugin on the emulator because the emulator doesn't allow us to enter in social media accounts. However, once executed, both of these calls will bring up a social share screen to allow the selection of which social media accounts should be included in the update and allow edits to the past values prior to the final update. We'll close these files, and as a final aside, cover something of note. It's important to note that while many of these plugins are meant to imitate native functionality, they are not native and have certain limitations or may not look exactly like their native counterparts. As an example, the Live Tiles plugin doesn't run as a background service like its native counterpart, and therefore will only update the application tile from its default after at least one initial run. It's a good idea to familiarize yourself with the capabilities and feel of these elements before planning to integrate them into your application. That's the conclusion of this demo. Thank you for your time.